Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm. Today, we're diving into something super important: creating a safe space for relaxation. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Asher, with all the chaos swirling around us these days, work deadlines, family life, social media madness, how on earth can we even think about finding peace? Trust me, I get it. It's like trying to meditate in a hurricane. But hear me out, because this is crucial, especially for us neurodivergent folks who often struggle with that pesky overstimulation and the relentless mental chatter. Think of relaxation as a superpower. It helps us recharge, refocus, and handle everything life throws our way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your own personal sanctuary. 1. Sensory overload? Time out. First things first, we need to minimize those sensory triggers that send our brains into overdrive. Ever felt like walking through a crowded mall is an Olympic sport because of all the noise, lights, and smells? Yeah, I've been there. So, identify your personal stressors. Maybe it's bright fluorescent lights, constant notifications, or even certain textures, and create strategies to manage them. Maybe try noise-canceling headphones, dimmer lighting in your home, or swapping out that scratchy sweater for something soft and cozy. 2. Declutter your space, declutter your mind. You know that feeling when your room is a disaster zone and it just amplifies the mental chaos? I'm talking about a full-on visual overload. Trust me, a clutter-free space can do wonders for your mental clarity. Take some time to organize, donate things you don't need, and create zones of calm in your home. Think cozy blankets, calming scents, and maybe even a few plants to bring some life into the mix. 3. Tech timeout. Unplug to recharge. We live in a world glued to screens, right? But let's be real, that constant stream of information can leave our brains fried. Set boundaries with technology. Schedule tech-free time each day, turn off notifications when you need to focus, and make those devices your assistants, not your dictators. 4. Ritualize relaxation. This is where things get really personal. Think about what truly helps you unwind: a hot bath, reading a good book, listening to calming music, journaling. Whatever it is, make it a regular ritual. Treat these moments as sacred and non-negotiable in your schedule. 5. Mindfulness matters. We're not talking about becoming Zen masters overnight, though that's awesome if you are. But simply being present in the moment can make a world of difference. Try deep breathing exercises, guided meditations. There are tons of apps to help with that. Even just taking a few minutes to focus on your senses and let go of racing thoughts can be incredibly grounding. Ever felt like you're spinning on a hamster wheel, constantly reacting instead of proactively managing your stress? I know I have. Remember that time in college when you were pulling an all-nighter for a huge exam, surrounded by caffeine and crumpled papers, praying to the gods of sleep deprivation? We've all been there. Creating a safe space for relaxation is like hitting the pause button. It allows us to step back, recharge our batteries, and come back stronger. It's not about becoming some hermetic hermit living in a cave, unless that sounds appealing. It's about incorporating small, intentional changes into your daily life. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Sensory overload, time out, declutter, tech time out, ritualize relaxation, and practice mindfulness. These are your secret weapons for conquering the chaos and creating calm. So, what are you waiting for? Start building that safe space today. It's an investment in your well-being, your productivity, and your overall happiness. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about the power of relaxation. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of ADHD Focus. Until then, stay awesome, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.